The black boy peers down. Look where? Look here in this old can, Sam. What is the stuff in this old can? That's soap powder. Well, I generally use paste, but... McMurphy runs his toothbrush down in the powder and swishes it around and pulls it out and taps it on the side of the can. But this'll do fine for me. I thank you. We'll look into that ward policy business later. And he heads back to the latrine, where I can hear his singing garbled by the piston beat of his toothbrushing. That black boy's standing there looking after him with his scrub rag hanging limp in his gray hand. After a minute, he blinks and looks around and sees I've been watching and comes over and drags me down the hall by the drawstring on my pajamas and pushes me to a place on the floor I just did yesterday. There, damn you, right there. That's where I want you working, not gawking around like some big useless cow. There, there. And I lean over and go to mopping with my back to him so he won't see me grin. I feel good seeing McMurphy get that black boy's goat like not many men could. Papa used to be able to do it. Spraddle-legged, deadpanned, squinting up at the sky that first time the government men showed up to negotiate about buying off the treaty. Canada honkers up there, Papa says, squinting up. Government men look, rattling papers. What are you, in July? There's no, geese this time of year. No geese. They'd been talking like tourists from the East who figure you've got to talk to Indians so they'll understand. Papa didn't seem to take any notice of the way they talked. He kept looking at the sky. Geese up there, white man. You know it. Geese this year, and last year, and the year before, and the year before. The men looked at one another and cleared their throats. Yes, maybe true, Chief Bromden. Now, forget geese. Pay attention to the contract. What we offer could greatly benefit you, your people, change the lives of the red man. Papa said, and the year before, and the year before, and the year before. By the time it dawned on the government men that they were being poked fun at, all the council who'd been sitting on the porch of our shack, putting pipes in the pockets of their red and black plaid wool shirts and taking them back out again, grinning at one another and at Papa, they had all busted up, laughing fit to kill. Uncle R.J. Wolf was rolling on the ground, gasping with laughter and saying, "You know it, white man!" It sure did get their goat. They turned without saying a word and walked off toward the highway, rednecked, us laughing behind them. I forget sometimes what laughter can do.